Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
And this morning, I'd like to share this topic with you. If the Lord's will.
那今天早上正道的题目是若主愿意。
And please turn to Book of James, chapter 4.
请大家翻开雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4 from verse 13.
雅各书第四章第十三节开始。
James chapter 4 from verse 13 to 17.
雅各书第四章第十三到十七节。
Come now, you who says that today or tomorrow we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that. 16. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. 17. Therefore, the one who knows the right things to do and does not do it, to him it is a sin. I think in the James chapter 4, verse from 13 to 17, these passages we have repeated many times.
雅各书第四章第十三到十七节这一段经节是我们非常熟悉的。
But I pick up this passage for this morning service, the message, because it is the beginning of the new year.
但是因为今天是一年的开始，所以我选择这一段经节作为早上的勉励。
The life that God given us to live in this world is very precious, and also this is very meaningful.
神给我们宝贵的生命，让我们住在这一个世界上。
As we understand, because life here in this world, whether you are existing in this earth or not, this earth continue to rotate and continue to move on.
不管我们是否存在这个地球上，这个地球也会持续的在旋转。
Since we are here, exist, disappear from from in this world, not much difference.
那我们是否在这个世界上对这个世界也没有什么很大的差别。
But once you have in this world, it is very precious in the sight of God.
但是我们活在这个世界上，在神的眼中却是非常宝贵的。
Because God give us a life.
因为神赐给我们生命。
Let us live our life for His purpose.
那神希望我们是为了他而活。
So we have a clear and a right attitude.Of about the view of our life.
那我们应当有一个正确的生命观。
The most of the people who try to live their life to gain the profit.
那很大部分的人都是为了利益而生活。
Now we're not because once we do the business that we make a profit, make a lot of money.
我们只要做买卖就可以得到利益。
Anybody who engaged to find out the job in the company, then which continue to work hard, so we move on to the high position, so that we can gain the more income, salary, and also the position for secure for our life.
那有些人是在公司里工作，他们认真的工作，为了就是要一直升上去，拿到更多的薪水。
Now, most of people study very hard, then there is a purpose because we want our life to be better off our life.
那学生也认真的读书，因为他们希望他们的生活会越来越好。
But we have to understand that the life is belongs to God.
但是我们要了解，生命是属于神的。
It's not life is belongs to us that we are in control.
并不是生命我们并没有掌控自己的生命。
So the verse 13, James mentioned about anybody who think about their life.Gain the profit out of the engage in the business, to make a profit, then you have to listen to this.
所以第十三节说，那些要自己觉得要到某城去做买卖得利益的这些人，要好好的听。
Verse 14 says, "You do not know what your life will be like tomorrow."
十四节告诉我们，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
So that he mentioned about the fact of life is that you are just a viper that appears for a while, a little while, and then vanished away.
这也告诉我，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
There is one very outstanding young man. We can say he's very under the way of prospering in his life.
有一个非常杰出的青年。
It is a true story based on.
这是一个真实的故事。
Because his father is a very high rank officer in the government in Korea.
那这个青年的父亲在韩国政府里是一个相当高的官。
And also the background is very solid in the sense to be successful in his life.
那这个青年一出生就有非常好的条件在生活上会成功。
His life is very so that he's a very smart person also.
他本身也非常的聪明。
And so he can have a high score in the college entrance exam, so he got one of the best college in Korea. And then he finished.
那他在入学考试的时候也考了非常高的分数，进了非常好的大学。
Even before he finished the college, already he got the job from the company.
那在大学毕业之前就已经拿到一份工作。
So company trying to train him to be the leading the company, the purpose. So company sending him to the USA for the study.
这个公司希望把他培养成公司中的领袖，所以就把他送到美国来训练。
And he's a very healthy young man.
那他是一个非常健壮的青年。
A good-looking young man.
他也长得非常好看。
And he, which is the roadmap for his life, is already settled.
那他生命的路线好像已经都已经看得清
楚。Once he finished the education in USA come back, then his position is secure because he got the full scholarship from Korea.
因为他是拿全额奖学金来到美国读书，所以他一毕业完回到韩国就有一份工作等着他。
In his life, he never worry about the life. He's only to think about the success of his life.
那他生命中从来不需要愁烦，因为他永远是成功的。
By then also he had the girlfriends already.
他那时候也有了女朋友。
So the life of both of the family agreed to get married soon.
那两家人也希望他们尽快结婚。
But it's the last year of his study in the USA.
但是他在美国读书的最后一年。
Then he got he feels some problem in his eyes.
他觉得眼睛中有一点不对劲。
So he visited an eye doctor.
所以他就去看眼科医生。
And then he goes through the exam. The eye doctor kind of keep on questioning.
那眼科医生不断的问他问题。
And this kind of problem for a little while, but he never think that it is that serious.
因为他以前眼睛就觉得不对劲，但是他一直觉得没有什么大不了。
The eye doctor brought it into the bigger the specialist to let him to show him to so that let him to examine more thoroughly.
那眼科医生又再叫他去看专科医生。
And then the end up to the result came out is his eyes cannot last on for more than 6 months.
那最后检验的结果是他的视力只剩六个月。
So the company they looked at it and then giving up on this young man's position.
所以后来公司就把这个年轻人未来的官位拿走。
Because of his fall, he's kind of quite disappointed himself.
那这个年轻人他对自己也很失望。
He realized that now he have to looking for the different way of life.
那这个年轻人发现他自己必须再找另外一份工作。
But so far, what he achieved, the education, everything is for the career is for he desperately need his eyes.
因为他所追求的这一行业需要用到他的眼睛。
May feel the so he can holding on the one hope is his girlfriend.
所以他最后一线希望就是他的女友。
Hopefully, he can girlfriend give him a support.
他希望他的女友能够支持他。
So that he still have a hope for the life.
所以他在生命中还有继续有盼望。
And so he talked to his girlfriend.
所以他就跟他的女朋友谈
Explain about his life situation.
他就解释他现在的情况。
He cannot get this career continue.
他也坦白跟他讲，他以后没有办法做那一份工作。
And let her know that this study, continue study for this further study is meaningless if he losing his eyesight.
那他也告诉他，继续读书也没有什么用，因为他如果看不到的话，这全部都是枉然的。
And also this lady think about it.
所以这个女士她就想了想。
And then she think about how can my life to commit life with him for the rest of the whole life.
她就觉得她没有办法与这个青年继续过一辈子的生活。
Later she decided to finish this relationship.
所以她就结束了他们的他们的关系。
And this kind of a successful young man.
那这一个看起来成功的青年。
And the facing of the losing the eyesight only.
他后来他的确失去了他的视力。
But end up the ruins everything alive.
他不但这样，而且他一生就好像也毁了。
Later he realized the life is not belongs to him.
他后来发现他的生命不属于他。
So he came to God.
所以他就追求神。
This is not a story from the Georgia Church.
这不是真耶稣教会的故事。
But I read an article from outside the Christianity.
这是一个基督教的故事。
I find out the life. We think that the life is we are in control. We think.
可是这个故事告诉我们，我们虽然相信自己的生命在
掌控中。2018, we just started.
2018才刚刚开始。
Maybe we can have a plan for the 2018.
我们也许在这一年中有很多计划。
Maybe have a great hope for this year.
我们也许会有很多盼望。
But within the plan on our 2018, if God is not the beginning with us.
但是我们在计划2018这一年，如果神没有与我们同在，
we think that life is we are in control, then life turn out to be very meaningless.
我们就算自以为这一年我们的生命在自己的掌控中，这一年会没有意义。
Maybe because 2018 we live a life it seems according to our plan, maybe possible.
也有可能我们2018这一年会过得与我们计划的一样。
But end up what we're gaining from us is it seems like it's nothing actually because only flesh-wise there's a little bit of the profit but the spiritual-wise we cannot gain anything out of from our life.
但是如果这个得到的利益只是肉体上的，在灵性上我们会一无所得。
And no matter what we're gaining in this world, it seems like we can be millionaire, we can be anything in this world, but all this work we're gaining is turn out to be empty handed because we have to go back there.
我们就算在世界上变成亿万富翁，但是我们还是会空手的回家。
Do we understand Solomon's life?
我们如果看看所罗门王的生命。
He was a very wise man.
他是一个非常有智慧的人。
He knows how to handle his life. He knows how to manage his life.
他知道怎么处理他的生命。
But eventually his life engaged the life of more and more seeking for his life of pleasure in the flesh.
但是他在晚年追求的都是肉体上的情欲。
But end up he find out the life is full of vanity.
那他在最后也发现人生是虚空的。
And he realized that life is not belongs to us.
他也发现生命不属于我们。
He made a conclusion that life is belongs to God.
他最后做的结论就是生命是属于神。
So we know the Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the last chapter, he made the conclusions.
所以我们看到在传道书最后他做了一个结论。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书第十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
第十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. The conclusions when all has been heard is...Fear God, keep His commandments, because these apply to every person.
传道书第十二章第十三节，这些事都已经听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
This wise man, after he concluded his life as a mistake, mistook his life, and then he made a conclusion. He realized he should have a fear God before.
那这个很有智慧的人，他后来滥用他的生命，那在最后他的结论就是人应当谨守敬畏神。
After he depart from God and he realized life is empty.
所罗门王离开神之后，他发现生命是虚空的。
He realized life is come to the Lord fearing God and keep his commandment.
他发现生命的总纲就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
And also he understood verse 14 said God will bring every act of judgments.Every which is hidden, whether it is good or evil.
他也在十四节这里告诉我们，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
It is important our life we can acknowledge God from the beginning.
那我对我们来讲很重要的一件事，就是在我们的生命的起初就认识神。
We can say about 3,000 years ago, one very famous king, the King David.
差不多三千年前有一个非常有名的国王，就是大卫王。
He mentioned about the who is the foolish.
大卫王提到谁是愚昧的。
The one who said there's no God.
他说那些说没有神的人是愚昧的。
In Psalm chapter 14.
在诗篇十四篇
Psalm 14 verse 1
诗篇第十四篇第一节
Psalm 14 verse 1 say the fool has said in his heart there is no God they are corrupt they have committed abominable deed there is no one who does good and Psalm chapter 14 verse 1 say the fool has said in his heartThere is no God.
十四篇第一节，这里告诉我们，愚顽人心里说没有神。
The one who think very able, the one who think they are very capable.
当那些有些人认为他们自己很行。
Their life is ahead of time, to plan ahead, to follow according to their way. Yet they do not acknowledge God, and then their life is very foolish.
他们仔细的计算。安排自己的生命，但是他们的心中没有神。
The person do not recognize or realize life is just like a vapor that appear a little while and then vanish away. James mentioned that.
这些人，他们没有了解到自己的生命就像一片云雾，一下就不见了。
Everybody's life we are in this world, we can say nowadays life is longer than before the lifespan.
我们可以说，现在人的生命是比以前的人活得还要更久。
Many people looking for like a life is 80 is considered quite a normal expectation.
那活到八十几岁，在今天的世界上是非常正常的。
80 and 90, some people even reach 200.
那很多人活到八十九十岁，甚至一百岁。
One of our church sister that she lived over 100 years.
那我们教会也有一位姐妹，她活到超过100岁。
She just passed away right after the 100 years.
那她100岁生日过之后就去世了。
Even there's a city give a certificate the celebration 100 years old.
那连市政府都给她一个奖状，说她已经超过100岁了。
But right after she received them, and then after the within the month she passed away.
但是她收到这个奖状之后，一个月就过世了。
But we look at think about the life 100 years is meaningful without God.
那我们想想，一个人如果过100年的生命没有神的话，这个生命也是枉然的。
Just appear and disappear.
因为它就像一片云雾，出现又离开。
Still whole world, nothing changed.
但是这个世界也不会为了这片云雾而改变。
So we have to think about the life.
所以我们要想想自己的生命。
In Psalm chapter 90, the Moses, he prayed to God.
在诗篇九十篇，摩西做了这样的祷告。
Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Psalm chapter 90, verse 10. As for the days of our life,They contain 70 years, or if due to strength 80 years. Well, we can change this word nowadays as the days of our life, they contain the 80 years. If due to strength 90 years, maybe it's better. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow. For soon it is gone and we fly away.
这里说我们一生的年日是70岁，若强壮可到80岁，但其中所夸的不过是愁苦劳烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Moses was a great leader, the, you know, 3,400 years ago.
摩西在3,400年前是一个非常伟大的领袖。
Because God chose him even when he was 80 years old.
因为他在80岁的时候，神拣选了他。
He understands the life.
他了解生命。
He experienced a high class of lifestyle. He experienced for 40 years.
他在前40年过了非常高级的生活。
And also God trained him in the wilderness for 40 years, a life of like nothing. He experienced also.
那他接下来40年在旷野中过了一个无名人的生活。
He experienced the last 40 years as a leader of Israel.
但是他最后40年是以色列人的领袖。
He understand the life of leader is not that pleasant because a lot of stress, a lot of labor.
他了解到做一个领袖的生活并不是那么容易，因为大家都会抱怨。
So he concluded his life of 120 years of his life.
所以他在他120年的时候做了这个结论。
What he mentioned, the 70 years, 80 years.But actually, more than these years he have lived, yet he mentioned about that their pride is a labor and sorrow.
So he 活过超过70或80岁，但是他讲到说他们夸口的是不过是劳苦愁烦。
It is gone and we fly away.
转眼成空，便如飞而去。
But this is a fact of life.
这就是人的一生。
So he prayed to God.
所以摩西对神做这样的祷告。
So Psalm chapter 90 verse 12, he mentioned that. So teach us the number of our days.
所以诗篇第九十篇第十二节这里说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
That we may present to thee a heart of wisdom.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
We understand the life, the fact of life, the meaning of life. That this life is precious.
我们如果了解生命的意义，就知道生命是宝贵的。
The Bible mentioned the most important thing is not the material, but not the kind of other the fame, but our life.
圣经强调的不是物质上的生命。
Life is the most precious one.
我们属灵的生命才是最重要的。
And Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章
Matthew chapter 16
马太福音第十六章
verse 26
第二十六节
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26 says for what will a man be profit? You mentioned about the talking about the prophet we, James chapter 4 we're talking about the prophet and here Jesus mentioned about the prophet
在雅各书第四章我们讲到利益，那在马太福音第16章26节这里讲到赚得全世界。
Because profit is gaining.
如果我们赚到这些东西。
And he mentioned that the man may be very smart enough, so he gained the whole world.
那这里告诉我们，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
And then the verse 26 continues, profit is a soul.And what will a man give in exchange for his soul? They mentioned the importance of life.
这里说人还能拿什么换生命呢？
If we gain the whole world, maybe we are very brilliant enough. We gain the whole world, which is we become a billionaire, maybe.
如果我们很聪明，能够赚得全世界，我们也许会成为百万富翁、亿万富翁。
But if we lose our life,
但是我们如果在这当中失去了自己的生命
，this man's life is empty-handed.
那这个人到最后是空手而去。
So James chapter 4, James mentioned that our life is like it's just the vapor that appeared for a while and then vanished away.
那雅各书提醒我们的生命就像一片云雾，过了 出现多少时就不见了。
So we don't have to live our life for my own profit of out of flesh.
所以我们不需要为了利益而生活。
We have to live it up the life to God's hand.
我们应该把生命交到神的手中。
The life is very easy.
这样的话，我们的生命会过得非常轻松。
Because He will take care of us.
因为神会照顾我们。
He will lead us our life.
神会带领我们。
You think about the life of Joseph.
我们如果想想约瑟的生命。
Life of Joseph in his life, what he has done is very simple things that he had done it.
那约瑟一生中所做的事都是非常简单的。
He feared God.
他就是敬畏神。
And he trusts in God.
他也信靠神。
But the rest of them, we find out his life being controlled by God's hand.
那他的一生都是在神的掌控中。
It's not he managed, but God manages life.
不是他掌控自己的生命，而是神掌控了他的生命。
Every time we look at the life of Joseph,
我们看到约瑟的一生。
This is a good example for our life.
他的一生就是我们很好的一个模范。
So in the beginning of life, what is our goal to be? What is our purpose of our life?
所以我们在生命的一开始，就是在今年的开始，我们的目标是什么
？Seeking the God's will.
我们就是要寻求神的意。
So let the God can lead my life.
我们求神带领我们的生命。
I do not know about tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事。
Do you know about tomorrow?
我们知道明天会发生什么吗？
I do not know about tomorrow.
我并不知道明天会发生什么。
This time that we have in California because of the bad cold, you know, many people died. Is it 20 some people died?
今年加州加州因为感冒很严重，有27个人因为感冒而死亡。
Overall, the USA about 50 people passed away because of the cold.
差不多有50个人因为感冒而去世。
Little children, also the age, you know, old people also.
从小孩到大人。
I think nobody expected to be died.
我想没有人会预料是为了感冒而去世。
Last Saturday, I catch this cold.
那上个星期六，我也得到了一个小感冒。
From the Saturday later up to night, I feel different. I feel different.
那从星期六下午开始，我就感觉不对劲。
And then the overnight of this, you know, the Saturday overnight on the way, I feel I can tell this is not a good one.
那从星期六晚上，我就发现这一次感冒是会很不好。
I thought I can this whole week actually, I have a lot of plan to do it.
那我本来这一周计划了很多事情。
Because no any other assignment, so this whole week I thought I can prepare for coming up. There's the young adult spiritual convocation and also coming of spiritual convocation. Maybe this is a good week I can prepare. So I thought I can visitation too.
那上个礼拜因为我没有被安排任何事工，所以我想说我可以好好准备接下来的灵恩会或是访问信徒。
But Sunday morning, everything is changed.
但是星期天早上这些计划全部被改变了。
I keep on coughing, and then the next morning I cannot get up.
那我就一直咳嗽，那在第二天我完全不能起来。
Whole thing is whole this week plan is all just cancelled myself.
那我一周的计划就全部被摧毁。
And I only focus one thing today Saturday. I want to make this Friday night and sit there and hear Saturday.
那我唯一的目标就是星期五、星期六能够证道。
So from then I bought the cold, you know, medicine and.Day and night, I took it, and then I just, you know, fainted and back, and then just keep on resting. Actually,
所以我就买了感冒药，我就早晚吃感冒药，然后再昏睡，再起来继续吃感冒药。
I forgot, but today, but do not shake hands with me anyway.
所以今天要提醒各位，不要与我握手。
But yesterday, I feel better a little bit.
那但昨天我已经好多了。
But thank God, now pretty much recovered.
那我今天已经差不多好了。
I can tell. We think about the tomorrow. We can do a lot of things.
那我们 为了明天会计划很多事情。
But tomorrow not belongs to us.
但是明天不属于我们。
2018 we just started.
2018年才刚刚开始。
The first half month is about to gone.
前面第一个月已经过了一半了。
What we're gonna do for this whole, you know, 11 and a half months, this is within us in the future.
那我们在接下来这十一个半月会做什么呢？
We have to understand these whole years not belongs to us.
我们必须了解这一年并不属于我们。
We have to acknowledge God.
我们要纪念神。
And leave it up to God's hands.
要把这一切放在神的手中。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
我们请翻开箴言。16章
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1 to 3
箴言十六章第一到第三节
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1 to 3
第一到第三节
The plans of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongues is from the Lord. Verse 2
第二节
All the ways of man are clean in his own sight.But the Lord with the motives. Verse 3.
第三节
Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Then the wise man mentioned that the plan of the heart belongs to man. Chapter 16, verse 1.
第一节说心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的对应由于主。
The plan is nothing wrong, actually.
在心中做打算并不是错的。
But then, beginning of the plan, we need God's answer for the follow of this work with us for this plan to be achieved.
但是我们要我们要把预算变成成功的话，必须要得到神的应许。
So chapter 16 verse 3, commit your work to the Lord.
所以第三节这里告诉我们，你所做的要交托神。
We just leave it up to God.
我们就是要把这些事情交托给神。
Plan yet we can leave it up to God's hands.
我们要做计划，但是这个计划是否成功，就是要看神。
We don't have to too much onto the plan, and then we can just try a man's way to get this you know to plan to be accomplished.
我们也许可以用人的方法让这些计划能够成功。
We have to leave it up to God. God can lead our life.
但是我们要求神带领我们。
We find that the Paul's life is a journey of the missionary.
那我们看到使徒保罗他的生活是一个传教人、传道人的生活。
You look at the life, you in the book of Acts, you know the whole entire books, you find out it's not a human planted, but God planted. The Spirit of God lead these people to be prospering of the as a using as an instrument of God to accomplish the God's will.
那我们看到使徒行传整卷书都在讲神是怎么带领这些人成就神的计划。
What our attitude and duty for our plan? Then we can have a plan.
那所以我们必须我们就算有计划。
But beginning with the plan, we need God is in the plan.
但是我们必须把神放在我们的计划中。
Never say I can do it.
我们永远不能说我就是要这样。
Maybe today feels are very capable. We can do it. We can handle it.
也许我们会很有自信，觉得我们可以
做 But we always say,
成就这些事情。
If it is God's will.
但是我们永远都要说，如果这是神的旨意，我们就可以
成全。So we have to leave it up to God's hands for to lead our life.
那我们必须求神带领我们。
We understand the life of Joseph. We talk about it.
我们也讲到约瑟的一生。
He never touched upon his life. He's like he drew his, you know, his picture of his life.
约瑟并没有为自己的生活做很多计划。
Well, his father asked him to go see your brothers. How what's going on?
约瑟的父亲告诉他，叫他去看他的哥哥。
And then he just you know walked toward his brothers.
他就听了父亲的话，走向哥哥。
My brothers, what are you doing?
他就问他哥哥在做什么。
And then all the rest of the brothers says, "Well, there's a dreamer coming."
那其他的哥哥们就说啊，那做梦的人来了。
He's saying that we are to bow down to him.
这个人做梦说我们都要我们都要为跟他鞠躬。
See if we kill him, see what happened to him. See.
如果我们把他杀了，我们看会发生什么事。
They tried to kill him actually at the beginning.
这些哥哥们本来就是要把他杀死。
But later the old brother changed his mind.
但是后来他最大的哥哥改变了主
意。Even though his mothers are different, but he's our own siblings.
虽然是同父异母，但是他还是我们的兄弟。
We should not kill our own siblings.
他跟大家说不应该杀了自己的弟兄。
What we gonna do?
那所以他们要做什么呢？
We just sell him to the, you know, Egypt.
所以就把他卖到了埃及。
So at that time, there's a, you know, the businessman, the merchant, they coming through this place. So they sell him to the people to tour to Egypt.
那刚好有商人经过，他们就把约瑟卖到了埃及。
And from then on, he never his life to be in control.
那从被卖到埃及之后，他的生命都不在他的掌控之中。
Only thing in his life, one thing he did is he trusted in God.
那所以约瑟在他生命中唯一主动做的事就是信靠神。
He was sold to the, you know, to the Potiphar's, which is the one of the general, which is the helping the kings.
那约瑟刚开始是卖到波提法家。
He become a slavery life.
他变成一个奴隶。
You can think, because you understand that we understand that at that time, become a slavery means that this life is no one, not even minute controlled by his own, but have to be controlled by the master.
那一个奴隶是被主人所控制。
He never changed his status. He cannot change his status to be a free man.
那一个奴隶也不可能变成一个自由的人。
Slavery means slavery, the whole life.
因为大部分的奴隶都是一辈子当奴隶。
And then his life started.
但是他生命也是从那个时候开始。
But still one thing in his life, he trusts in God.
但是他继续的信靠神。
Never forget that there is a God.
他从来没有忘记有一位神。
So that's his life.
所以这就是约瑟的生命。
Maybe New Year's come upon in his hands, maybe at that time.
也许他也过了新的一年。
He has a plan? No, he has no plan.
那新年来到的时候，他有计划吗？没有。
Only thing is he trusts in God.
他唯一做的事就是信靠神。
Now let's look at the Genesis chapter 39.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》39章。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and 3.
使徒行传第三十九章第二跟第三节。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and 3.And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3.
第三节。
Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hands. We find that verse 2 says the Lord was with Joseph.
第二节告诉我们主与
How is it possible? Because his life, you know, the Lord was with Joseph. How was it possible that Lord himself with Joseph?
主怎么可能与约瑟同在呢？
Because he feared God.
因为约瑟敬畏神。
So the God led his life.
所以神带领他的生活。
At that time, nothing changed.
那时候什么都外在都没有改变。
Master can see that.God is with this man.
但是连主人都看得出神与约瑟同在。
But at the same time, this officer, Egyptian officer, Potiphar, never gave him a free man to be a free anyway.
但是就算主与约瑟同在，这个主人也没有把约瑟变成一个自由的人。
But we know that his life later on, he's cast into the, you know, the jail later.
我们也知道约瑟后来也下到监狱里。
But because of the accused, false accusation, we know that.
因为他的祖母陷害他。
And because the Potiphar's wife seduced him and end up to lie to his master, his husband, so that he's cast into the king's jail.
因为他主人的妻子撒谎，所以约瑟后来被下到监狱中。
Nothing in his control.
那这个都不在约瑟的掌控之中。
He cannot change anything in his life.
他 在他的生命中没有决定，没有决定权。
But only one thing he did that he feared to God.
但是他唯一所做的事就是敬畏神。
That makes his life totally changed.
那敬畏神让他的生命有改变。
Let God let him to meet the right person, so they let him to later for to give him opportunity to move up his life to the prime minister.
神让约瑟遇见适当的人，让他将来有办法作为埃及的宰相。
We understand the life of being controlled by God's hand.
那我们的生命要被神掌控。
God give us opportunity.
我们如果神在掌控我们的生命，他会给我们机会。
Give us a chance and meet the right person also.
他会给我们机会遇见我们需要遇见的人。
So he lead our life not by our hands but the God's hand.
所以我们的生命必须被神掌控。
In Korea, as I have noticed, many people they meet the wrong people, so they ruin the whole life.
我发现有一些人，他们因为碰见不好的人，所以让他们的生命出了轨。
Many of the people they testified that I met the wrong person. We had you know the partnership and to lose my whole things.
那很多人也见证我因为做生意选了不好的伙伴，所以我失去了一切。
This kind of people a lot in the.
有很多这样的例子。
Some people they work very hard.
有些人他们非常努力的工作。
Some people save enough, just enough for the, you know, the retirement.
有些人他们存够了钱，让他们自己能够退休。
But end up meet the wrong person to lose everything.
但是因为遇见了不好的人，让他们失去全部的。
We have to understand life belongs to God.
所以我们要了解我们的生命是属于神。
So today we have to determine that.It's not plan I make it without God. I have to make a plan with God.
所以我们也要了解，我们在做筹算事情的时候，必须把神放在里面。
So we can trust Him, we can follow Him.
我们必须信靠神，跟从神。
The Bible keep on mentioning the trusting God.
圣经不断地告诉我们要信靠神。
So He make our life to be satisfied.
我们如果信靠神，神会让我们的生命饱足。
We have to fear God also.
但是我们要敬畏神。
Fearing is the one who those wise men, the equipping the characters.
智慧人知道，敬畏神使智慧人能够继续有智慧。
Listen to Psalm chapter 103.
我们请翻开诗篇第103篇。
Psalm chapter 103,
诗篇一百零三篇
verse from 14,
第十四节开始。
Chapter 103 from verse 14,
诗篇一百零三篇第十四节。
For he himself knows our frame, he is mindful that we are but dust. Verse 15,
第十五节。
As for man, his days are like a grass, as a flower of the field.So he flourished, verse 16.
十六节。
When the wind has passed over it, it is no more. Its place acknowledges it no longer, verse 17.
十七节。
But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children.And to those who keep his covenants and who remember his precepts to do them. Then the David mentioned that he says the life is like a, you know, he also mentioned that life is like the dust, he says.
大卫这里说到我们不过是尘土。
Man's glory, it seems like it's like a flower of the field.It's like wind blows and then it goes away.
那它发旺如野地的花。
And then verse 17 says, But the loving kindness of the Lord, what God's grace, God's upon us, then it is everlasting.
但是十七节说，但主的慈爱归于敬畏他的人。
Those who fear God.
这是归于敬畏他的人。
It's important things, what we're going to do for the year beginning of the 2018.
所以我们在二零一八的年初要做什么呢
？From today, I want to trust in God.
我们必须下定决心，从今天开始信靠神。
Never trust my own understanding, own intellectual mind.
我们不要信靠自己的聪明智慧。
Never understand my ability.
我们不要 信靠自己的能力。
Only accept we can trust God. We God entrust in our life to be on.
啊，我们要信靠神带领我们的生命。
And also fearing God.
我们也要敬畏神。
This is my life to be on.
啊，因为这样我们才有生命。
This most wise man's life.
最有智慧的人是这样过生命的。
Wisdom, we can think about what is wisdom.
我们可以想想看什么是智慧。
Wisdom is not that we can make a, make a what we accomplish in this world.
智慧，我们在世界上所成就的事不是智慧。
Bible defined the wisdom as a fearing of God.
因圣经中告诉我们，智慧就是敬畏神。
So Psalm chapter 103, David he confessed to God.
那在诗篇103篇这里，大卫告诉神
His loving kindness everlasting to everlasting 啊。
这里大卫说，主的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从恒古到永远。
Those who fear God，
这是给敬畏他的人。
Let us fear God for the rest of our years 啊。
让我们在这一年来继续敬畏他。
Maybe you are poor planners, maybe 啊。
也许我们不会做打算。
Maybe you're not that smart compared to other people, maybe.
我们也许跟其他人比较起来不是最聪明的。
But if we determine to fear God from today,
但是我们如果下定决心要敬畏神。
After years, after 10 years, we can tell the life is changed.
我们会发现接下来这一年或者接下来十年我们的生命中会
转变。God give us opportunity. God give us a,blessing in our life.
神会给我们机会，神会给我们祝福。
He is in control.
因为神掌控着我们的生命。
God will bless us.
那神也会祝福我们。
Let us trust in God. Let us fear in God.
让我们敬畏神，信靠神。
When the life of the Isaac.
以撒的一生中。
He learned that how he can trust in God.
他也学会要怎么敬，怎么信靠
神。When he carried the, you know, the woods and then the fire bring on the when he walked with his father Abraham on the top of the mountains.
以撒与他父亲亚伯拉罕上山拿着柴火的时候。
But we have a wood and we have a fire. Where is the object of the, you know, offering things?
他问他的父亲：“我们有木，我们有柴，我们有火，那献祭的物在哪里呢？”
You know, because he bring the woods.There is a fire, but there is no object of the offering.
那他也知道没有献祭的动物。
And Abraham said, God will provide.
那亚伯拉罕只是告诉他神会预备。
But Abraham said, I have to lay on to my in a knife upon you, so I will kill you and make a burnt offering to you, which means.
换句话说，
I have to offer you.
亚伯拉罕就是告诉以撒，他必须献祭以撒。
But later on, when he went up to the mountain and Abraham built the altar.
那他们上了山之后，亚伯拉罕就筑了一座坛。
I'm sure because when Abraham when he built the altar, it feels very tough and very sorrowful.
我想亚伯拉罕在建造筑坛的时候，他心中也非常的愁烦。
This altar is to set up that he have to.He had to tie his own son to kill him there, to offering the burnt offering to God.
因为这座坛筑好了之后，他必须把自己的儿子放上去绑好献祭给神。
But about to, you know, he tied up his own son.
那他也把他的儿子绑好
了。That is the Isaac.
就是以撒。
He's just willing to be tied. His father says, "I have to tie you up."
那以撒他也情愿被父亲绑起来。
Instead of he run away.
他并没有逃走。
He's a young man at that time.
那时候以撒是一个年轻人。
But at that time his father is an old man already.
那他的父亲是一个老人。
Because when he have a son is when he was age 100 years old.
因为亚伯拉罕生以撒的时候他已经100岁了。
And so when the old man said, I want to tie you up there. At that time he's young, he can run away easily.
那一个老人如果要把你绑起来，你可以
To be survive in a sense.
你可以为了生存而逃走。
So he willing to be tied.
但是以撒也是愿意情愿被父亲绑起来。
Willing to put himself upon the altar.
他愿意被摆在这个坛上。
His father about to kill him.
那他的父亲正要杀他的时候。
At that time God stopped him.
神阻止了亚伯拉罕。
What God says at that time, sir?
那神那时候说了什么话？
Now I know you fear God.
神那时候说，我知道你敬畏神。
That's what God says.
那就是神对亚伯拉罕说的话。
I'm sure that time Isaac heard what God says.
我相信以撒那时候有听到神说的话。
This is the way the blessing that I can obtain it.
那他心中大概也想，这就是我得到祝福的方法。
God provided there's a ram, you know, the cut it on the trees.
那后来神也预备了的一只公羊在的脚是缠在树上。他们就把公羊献。
Now at that time he cut off all the, you know, tied himself the all the rope and he become a free man.
那时候以撒的捆锁也被剪断，他也变成一个自由的人。
He understand God's blessing, sure.
那从这个从这件事上，以撒也了解了神的祝福。
If he willing to offer to God,
他也知道他如果愿意献祭给神
，God will bless him.
神必定会祝福他。
It's not his own way to run away, no.
啊，得到祝福的方法不是要逃走。
Willing to be offered the object to God,
而是情愿成为献给神的祭。
Nowadays for us is the same concept.
那今天对我们来讲也是同样的原理。
There's a lot of excuse. Maybe we cannot come to church. Maybe there's a lot of excuse. Maybe we don't pray to God.
我们给自己很多借口，为什么不来教会或是不祷告
？But if we become a true worshipper,
但是我们如果成为真正敬拜神的人
，If you're willing to our life, we can offer to the sacrifice to God as a living sacrifice.
如果我们愿意把自己变成活祭
，We know how to offer ourselves as a spiritual service of worship.
我们知道要怎么做属灵的献祭。
God will bless us.
那神就会祝福我们。
Maybe because of that, we can cancel out all our plan.
也许为了神，我们可以改变我们的计划。
But God will give us a plan then.
但是我们。如果做了这件事，神会给我他的
计划。God let us find out the best way of the best way plan that He will provide us then.
神会给我们最好的计划。
That's how the Isaac was blessed by God.
这就是以撒后来被祝福的方法。
So today, what we gonna do?
所以今天我们要做什么呢
？And we can trust in God.
我们要信靠神。
We can fear in God.
我们可以敬畏神。
And also, we can offer ourselves the living sacrifice to God.
我们也可以把自己的生命献给神当作活祭。
This is the true way of receiving the blessing of God.
这样我们就可以真正得到神的祝福。
After this word, we can finish up the Romans chapter 12.
我们请翻开罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
第一到第二节。
I urge you, therefore, brothers.Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, book of Romans. I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spirit service of worship. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Paul mentioned about ask us to.Offer ourselves the living sacrifice.
这里保罗劝勉我们要献上身体，献上自己的身体做当做活祭。
This is what God expects from us.
那这是神所期望我们做的。
If we willing to offer ourselves.
如果我们愿意把自己献上。
Instead of following this world.
不效法这个世界。
We can come to the Lord to be life of holiness.
我们可以做。我们可以成为圣洁。
It's always seeking for the God's will.
那我们如果追求神的心意
，then this life will be blessed by God.
那我们在这世界上的生活就会生命就会被神祝福。
So every time we can repeat ourselves if the Lord's will.
所以我们常常要提醒自己，如果神所愿意
，we shall live and also do this or that.
如果神愿意，我们就可以做这个或做那个。
Anytime, any situation.
所以在任何的情况下
If the Lord wills.
如果神，这是神的旨意
This is a way of a statement that this is trusting God and also fearing of God.
我们就要想到神的旨意，那这样我们就可以信靠神，敬畏神。
Let us sing in 144.
让我们唱一首诗，144首。